Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football Friday with a little baseball. Jerry Recco is here. I'm excited for this Jalen Ramsey audio. He was teasing
nuts.
Oh, you're not going to be one of these blow-out of proportion guys like Lepresti.
I didn't blow anything out of proportion. I said the guy's a strange guy, and we'll have the audio.
He is a strange guy. By the way, you know, it's kind of interesting how we in the media look at this thing, right? So it's something between Gronk and Jalen Ramsey. No, Gronk has said nothing. Jalen Ramsey's the guy that's doing all the talking.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey hasn't shut up for the last 2 months.
Gronk just said it adds extra motivation to him.
That's how he responded. Much like how Dak Prescott responded, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I feel like those two guys would really have a good time hanging out with one another, too. I mean, that's the thing
probably.
That's funny about this. You know, I mean, you talk
but
smack.
Not on the field.
Right, that's right. That's where it stops.
That's exactly
where
right.
Where the handshakes stop.
Just remember, karma. Just remember that.
What? Why? Because he has an opinion on guys that he shared
kind of
in the public?
It's kind of funny. Like, I saw pretty much the entire press conference with him.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, to play football, man, you got to be mean, you got to be angry, you know, so you can't be friends on the field and all this other stuff. I mean, all that stuff is right. It's fine. You know what I mean? But I don't know. He gets himself worked up into a lather over these things.
The guy is so good. I mean, we'll see what happens this year. And if he starts falling off, then maybe I'll buy your karma argument. But I really like the guy. I think he makes it fun.
I'm with Al, though. Watching the game Sunday against the Giants, he's good. You can catch the ball on him, though.
Eli had two opportunities to beat him twice.
We got to remember who. I mean, this was Odell Beckham Jr. he was going up against, who's a top-three receiver.
If you're the shutdown, lockdown cornerback that you are.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a really good.
Sterling Shepard had some catches in front of him, too.
He's got a really good track record. Was he the best in that game? No. There was some yardage that was racked up against him, but I still think he's the best corner in football.
I mean, he's taking a page right out of the Rich and Sherman playbook from about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm the best. And
I mean,
I'm
it's been going
get paid.
On forever with these guys,
right.
You know, with corners and wide receivers. So
you're saying it started with Deion Sanders?
Yeah, probably. And probably before that, before NFL films came around. I mean, I maybe Night Train Lane was a trash talker, too. Like, I don't know. But NFL films sort of changed the game with that.
Yeah, I don't mind all the fun stuff when he's talking about his grandma and all that stuff. That's funny, you know, and he comes across as very funny that way. But when he starts talking about other players and their games and, you know, this guy's trash and that guy's trash, that's the karma I'm talking about.
All right. We'll see. Jerry, what do you got, man?
Brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Since that's what we're talking about, let's get to it. Here are some of the quotes from the press conference in Jacksonville. Jaguars-Patriots on Sunday. Reporter asking about Gronk, as you would expect.
I asked your defensive coordinator, if someone says Rob Gronkowski is overrated, what would you say to that person? He said he's crazy.
Might be crazy. I don't care.
All right. So then there was a follow-up to that.
You call him the best ever, and you're not going there. You're saying, I guess he's
he good. He good now. We ain't gonna get it twisted. He's good, but you saying this to me, is it supposed to bring fear to me or something? Like, all right, then. I don't fear no man. Period.
You know, it's amazing they goad him.
Of
you know
course
what I'm saying?
They do, yeah.
Because they actually try to put words in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
seems
the
like
guy's
it.
Asking a question by putting words in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right. I mean, it's basically what they're basically trying to do is to get him to go off like he did in that GQ article every single
which
time.
Which he's not going to do.
No, not again.
Tom Coughlin spoke to him and said, "What are you? Come on, let's button it up and let's play football and stop with all the nonsense."
Yeah. He did say what you alluded to, Boomer. When he plays, it is on, no matter who he's playing against.
I don't believe in having friends on the field. Like, I mean, if my brother, if my dad, if my mom, grandma was out there, like. It's on.
There was a follow-up to that, as you can imagine.
You wouldn't really hit your grandma.
No, I definitely would. She know that. My grandma know that. I love you, but she know that.
She'll get you back.
Will she hit me back? Grandma might not get up from one of my legs. So.
That was about the only fun he had in the 8-minute press conference.
Really?
Because it really looked like he was angry at everybody. That was asking any question in regards to football.
Well,
or Gronk.
This is why, because I believe with Boomer that Tom Coughlin said you got to stop with this stuff. That's not who he is. You've got these guys asking him these questions.
Fair.
He wants to burst, and he can't.
But you know how? So, like on the podcast, Al and I have discussed. Like, there's this.
Man, anytime you guys can get that podcast in,
yes,
I know,
absolutely. So there's like this real estate pornography that I know Al has seen once in a
while. Real estate pornography.
Like a genre. Right now, like we've talked about on the podcast.
Wait, we're talking about literally, not like a figurative term of like, man, I like to look at Zillow and it makes me excited.
No, there's no, like Al has brought up that there's these different genres.
Well, I didn't know if he was talking literally.
What's next? Like, I get off on street easy.
Well, you know what I'm saying though, like how
let's
people
relax.
People be like, "Oh, this is food porn." Like they'll say,
"No,
a big sandwich or something."
There, as Al has pointed out, there is this genre that's out there.
Yeah,
and so not that Jalen Ramsey did that, but he did this. Yeah,
wait, I'm
meaning
so
the
confused.
Scenarios are set up wherein you're a single guy going to look at a house.
Oh, okay,
and, right.
The real estate agent uses her body to help sell the
something
house,
something like that,
or you're a pizza delivery guy, and there's, you know.
How about like a UPS guy in shorts, man, huh?
Yeah, sure. Sure, why not?
I'm sure that's out there as
what
well.
What can Brown do for you?
Oh, geez.
So while Jalen Ramsey didn't do that, he did pose as a real estate agent for this short little thing that ESPN put together. He wouldn't even have fun with that. Like they were asking, well, how'd you think you did as an actor? What do you mean? Well, did you get any feedback? Why do I need feedback? Like, he's just very combative, and
well,
he has
sounds
no
like he's
fun
got
with
mental
anything.
Issues, if you ask me.
I don't know. He's a strange guy. He really is, but he's a damn good football player. So,
well, he's a good football player.
No, not damn good.
He's a damn good football player.
He's a good football player. Right. Sunday night, Odell Beckham Jr. is a good football player. He's got a message for the league. Beware, because we're about to do some pretty great stuff as an offensive unit.
Once we get going and really get going, I really see it. I don't want to say impossible, but very hard to stop this offense.
No, that task will come up.
Borderline impossible.
It's
is going
a team
on.
That had, what, scored 15 points last week?
They did against arguably the best defense in football.
Said they haven't gotten going yet, though. When they get
As
going.
You have pointed out, I think 7,000 times this week, though, the Giants would have scored more had Eli been a little more accurate. So,
two
I mean,
passes.
They could have at least scored
had
14 more
points. 29
points. Whatever works.
And
for
Odell
you.
Wouldn't have gotten hurt last year if he let him throw the ball better. Just saying.
That hurricane, too, would have not happened.
Now, Landon Collins did say the key to beating the Cowboys is getting the ball out of Zeke's hands. Reporter went to Dak Prescott yesterday about that.
Landon Collins said earlier this week that, again, they were going to concentrate on Zeke. They wanted to put the ball in your hands because they think they had a better chance.
Challenge accepted.
Oh.
Challenge accepted.
I like it.
Yeah. There you go. So Dak's up for the challenge. Sunday night football. In terms of the week, it began last night. And I know Ian had the call, and we'll get to Ian. But here was one from Dan Horde and Dave Lapham as the Bengals beat the Ravens.
Dalton will throw it on 3rd-and-1. His pass caught in traffic.
Nice.
DJ Green breaks the tackle. Streaking toward the end zone.
Yeah.
Touchdown! Yeah. Bengals as A.J. Green broke a tackle.
I went the distance for the score. That was part of a
34-23.
That's
got to be difficult for the play-by-play guy just to get through the call.
I think you get used to it. I do.
Yeah.
I think the first time you might actually jump out of your shoes. It's like,
yeah.
How's this guy doing?
Ah!
But
you know what I think? I think he wears a headset that does not have his analyst in his ears. That's what I think.
That can't be possible.
That would be all you're doing.
All you're doing is hearing yourself.
I mean,
so you can scream and yell all he wants.
That would be hard to do, though. How do you talk the rest of the game?
Or maybe he's just got a mute button on him when he knows a touchdown's
that
about
could
to
be.
Happen.
You know, that makes sense because he just goes like it doesn't even phase him at all. Andy Dalton threw for 4 scores, 3 went to AJ Green.
68 points in 2 games.
How about that?
The How about
high
that?
Flying Bengals. A lot of penalties in this game. 9 for Cincinnati, 7 for Baltimore. Here's Andy Dalton says mission accomplished.
We came out hot, and exactly how we wanted to start the game. And so, big win for us.
Yep, as they get to 2-0.
So
1-1
the Bengals now, their next 2 games are on the road in the NFC South against Carolina and Atlanta.
Yeah. It's go time.
Right, it is certainly.
It is go time, Jerry.
And it's go time for the Jets, who play the Dolphins in their home opener at MetLife Stadium Sunday at 1. Monday, Seahawks and Bears. Reports say Seattle is signing linebacker Michael Kendricks.
That's an odd one, right? I mean,
you got in trouble. You got in big trouble.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, essentially, I think.
Is he going to face jail time?
I think so. I think he may. Mm. I mean, I think it's on the table.
So does that one-year contract start when he gets out?
I think December is a big day month for him. I have to do some more reading
on
it.
It may be what's the word I'm looking for? It may just be probation or something like that. We'll see what happens. But, you know, this guy's the guy playing the Super Bowl last year.
No, I know.
Then the Browns got him. And then all of a sudden this stuff came to light. The Browns were told that he was not implicated in it. And then all of a sudden he was implicated in a insider trading scheme.
And he admitted most of it.
He did.
Right? Yes.
So, I mean, I just, it seems like, you know, all right, we'll wait while this thing plays out in the courts and everything else. We'll grab him, throw him in our defense because he's a talented player, and then see you at the end of the year. I mean, that's what it seems like the Seahawks are doing. Interesting.
All right, at Citi Field yesterday, very interesting day. David Wright met the media at 1:45 as he essentially was saying goodbye.
To my teammates, coaches, and staff, it's truly been an honor of a lifetime to take the field with you and serve as your captain.
And he will take the field at least one more time on the 29th, a Saturday night game against the Marlins. He will start at third base, and he will play that game. He does have thanks.
To the fans, words can't express my gratitude and appreciation for always having my back.
The problem for him going forward beyond this, well, the end of the season, is he's still not right.
Yeah, I will say, you know, physically and the way I feel right now, and from everything that the doctors have told me, there's not going to be any improvement.
I'm proud of you, Eddie. You actually had some restraint there.
The guy I'm in pain all the time. I'm done. So long.
I thought you were going to let it go.
We get it. Oh, you know,
I guess.
You know what it really truly is, though? People don't realize how lonely it is when you are injured and you're out of the mix. And your whole life, you've been like the guy.
Out of the mix, can't have it.
And then, you know, your team goes to the World Series, hits that home run, which was great, and all that other stuff. And then all of a sudden, that was it.
That was it.
And it's
well, what, it was, wasn't it the following April when he slid into second base after the World Series where it really kind of collapsed on him?
That was it, yep.
Here was Jeff Wilpon. It's been a brutal process.
All the conversations, all the things he's gone through, how he's gotten to have to make this decision is extremely difficult to watch, to be part of.
And so he will have
That from the press conference or Mike's voicemail that cut?
I think that's from the press conference.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means, but we'll move on. Mets took two from the Marlins. They win game one 4-3 in dramatic fashion. I know we don't care about them at this point, but it's still a fun win. They were down to their final out.
And Conforto drives it to deep right field, and that will tie the game. Conforto into the Coca-Cola corner to get the Mets even.
That's Gary Cohen.
Where there were like three,
seven people, all enjoying a Coke and a smile. The next batter would win it.
And Frazier drives it deep left field, back near the wall. It's out of here. The Mets win the ball game.
And that Gary Cohen, Todd Frazier, the home run. So they win 4-3. Then they come back and they sweep the double dip as they win 5-2. Conforto, the go-ahead two-run double in the fifth inning. Also had an RBI single in the seventh. Tomas Nito with a home run in this game, too. And Vargas didn't suck. He was, you know, he was throwing curveballs at 71 miles an hour. I mean, it looks slow on TV. It's pretty funny.
Did Vargas get the win?
He did get the win because they went ahead in the fifth,
right.
Yes.
How many wins is
he? And he actually singled in the fifth inning and scored a run. How many wins? I don't have that on me. I'm not sure. And there was also, not that we care, but Jeff McNeil beat out a double play ball that allowed the inning to continue. Tonight, the Mets are in Boston. Boston now won it.
Yeah. The only reason I brought that
Vargas
up
is 6-9.
All right, so he's got six wins, right?
Yeah.
He may end up with the same amount of wins as Jacob DeGrom. He could.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible.
He'll get a few more starts. Yeah.
So if that right there doesn't tell you that the win stat
means nothing,
that right there is the best example I can
What did he lower his ERA to with that win? Six?
I'm seeing 6.75 going into the game. So,
all right, so probably 6.5, something like that. 6.6.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, don't look at it now. I mean, Conforto is on fire the last 2 months.
He's got 25 home runs.
Yeah, he's, you know what? He's started too early. Like, he should probably be taking a first month off.
You're probably right. The problem with the numbers, though, like, at the end of the year, you'll be in December. You'll be like, well, if Conforto gives us 30 and 90 again or something like
when
that.
When you giving us the 30 and 90,
that's the problem.
That's the key. You know, we don't need him in September when it doesn't mean anything. You need him in June when they had a horrendous month.
Kind of like the Yankees need Giancarlo Stanton right now to get on a run.
One home run in the last 18 games, batting under
200.
After
he was on fire for 2 weeks.
The Mets in their last 12 series, I think, are 9-1-2. Believe it or not.
They've played well.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Well, they're finishing strong. Yeah. Gio.
They're doing that. Noah Syndergaard, Hector Velasquez tonight. The Yankees host
in Boston.
Up in Boston, yes, exactly.
Don't we have a DeGrom sale coming up too on Saturday?
Yes.
How about that?
I think Chris Sale's probably going to pitch very minimally in the game.
They only pitched one inning last time out as he's getting ready for the postseason, back from injury. Yankees start the day a game and a half ahead of Oakland for the first wild card spot. Orioles helped them out a bit, beat the A's 5-3. Cubs over the Nationals 4-3-10. Pedro Strop suffered a hamstring injury, legging out a ground ball when he hit the bag. That's their closer. That's not good. Rockies beat the Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers beat the Cardinals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.